Revelation 1:9 says this. It says, I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Now, the Roman historian Tacitus informs us that the Romans used some of the Aegean islands as places of banishment during exile, so during the first century. So in the language of John and the evidence of Tacitus and some of the Christian traditions from the second and third century about John's banishment, they support the likelihood that Patmos was a place of exile or political confinement. And then Eusebius, which is an awesome name, who's one of the church fathers, wrote that John was sent to Patmos in AD 95 and had to stay there for a year and a half. So he was on lockdown in Patmos. Now, can you imagine what lockdown would be like if our government had said that only Christians would have to stay home on lockdown? Everyone else could go about their normal life, but it was only Christians that had to stay home. So it was to stop them from talking about Jesus Christ. So all communication would be monitored and trips were banned, and you're only allowed to go out for the essentials. And if you're caught talking about the gospel or about Jesus Christ who you follow, then you have to leave the country. That'll give us a little bit of an indication as to what John was facing at that time. A very scary time for people who believed in Jesus. But God used John's exile for his glory. God used John in that time and provided him with something that was going to encourage the entire church, not just for where he was at his point in history, but for the churches all the way through history, right up to today. He used his exile for his glory. I wonder today, would you allow God to use your lockdown in the same way? That you don't come, so that we don't come back together as people who are spiritually drained. We come back together as people who are spiritually recharged. People who are excited about the gospel, who are excited about the Jesus that we follow. People who are following the King, recharged and ready to go. I wonder if you could make that your prayer for yourself and for the church family today.